981 2&M, we're talking motoring with the man who has one of the greatest images and brands as far as we're concerned when it comes to motoring. David Brown, how are you, mate?
It's not based on looks, I can assure you of that.
He's the P76 of motoring correspondents, if you don't mind me saying.
I've got a big bum. Is that
David, we are today talking about the image and marketing of our brand.
It's a significant part of it. It's not total part for everybody, and the image doesn't have to be big, bland, and blokey. Or it depends on the customer. There's no question of that. But I think that there is a responsibility that we have to think of, even when you and I might be driving our children around and so on, that a big, aggressive-looking car, we have to be very measured then in how we drive it. If it's a macho, domineering, and all performance type of picture, that can lead to negative consequences. Now, in Australia, you can't advertise a car zooming around as much, at all, compared to, say, America. And there's a very good reason for that. And that is that in America, the Insurify is a platform that compares insurance products for Americans.
Right.
They compile some information. They've got a database of 2.7 million applications. Now, in America, you apply for insurance, you've got to list your driving record. So what they did was they cross-referenced the brand and nature of a vehicle, the model, with things like the driving record. And they found those cars that had the most number of times a driver recorded one or more, they only needed one, but if you had 100, well, you know, that's really bad, but no different to their analysis. They recorded which brand had the most drivers that recorded a citation for drunken driving, DUI.
So there's essentially a brand of vehicle that attracts more drunks than the others.
That is their analysis, yes.
Can we reveal that brand, or would we like to keep... Actually, you know what? I don't want to go to court this week. We'll just go ahead with the fact that this happened.
And let's say that 6 of the 10 are large utilities.
Okay, all right. I think that'll probably do it. I mean, this also works along the same theory. They say you shouldn't own a red car because you've got that red bonnet in front of you, and that can enrage you.
Well, yeah, it says that if you are buying it and feeling and allowing yourself to get caught up in the image, then you may end up having some very negative consequences. And don't get caught up in the image. The fact that you're sitting up high in a big utility doesn't make you invincible.
Because driving can inherently be a very selfish process, so it creates selfish attitudes.
Yeah, look, and if you ask a question of, you know, do you disagree with road rage? Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But, I've had a lot of parents, and quite a few fathers that are super defensive of their daughters, as we should be, but, you know, get them in the pub and their youth may not have been up to the same standards. So, you know, I think we have to be very, very consistent. I'm not trying to bag anybody out. I'm trying to encourage them and me and everybody to have what is a better attitude, because, you know, to be quite honest with you, we live in a world of rage where rage is now our entertainment.
Yes.
And I think that's a very negative thing, and put in the hands of a 400 horsepower big vehicle, or even a small vehicle with a lot of power to weight, that's a dangerous thing.
Exactly. And if you want to test your rage ability, here's my theory for you, is you're going along the freeway and all of a sudden an L-plater pulls in front of you. Now, if your first reaction is to just sit there and go, I'll wait until it's safe to pass, then you have got no rage issues, David. What do you think about that theory?
Look, you know, I just drove up the Pacific Highway, a long trip. You know, when I was young, you used to long for an overtaking lane.
There's
plenty of opportunity. A guy gets in front of you, and then you do the cruise control crawl, where your cruise control is half a kilometre an hour faster than the other.
Yeah.
And it feels like eternity. It is merely seconds in our lives, really, maybe a minute or two. And, to ruin a holiday, to ruin anything by that attitude is counterproductive.
Absolutely. Well, David, I'm going to go and let you get jump into your Chrysler DUI and head off into the sunset, and we will catch up and talk more motoring next week.
What a great name for a car. Thank you.